Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts, and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on this. It's almost like a Ricky Lake edition of the show tonight, if we're being honest with ourselves. I know you remember who Ricky Lake is, but I don't know that anybody else does. I know you guys don't know.
Sounds like a smooth criminal.
Now, Ricky Lake.
Remember Ricky Lake when she was fat.
I do remember Ricky Lake. That's when her show was good.
Oh, it's a girl.
That's when Ricky Lake. You know, what is it when people lose a bunch of weight? And God bless him for doing that. Like John Popper from Blues Traveler. He was so much better when he was fat.
It adds a certain vibrato to it.
It really does.
What's our boy Seth Rogen? Not Seth Rogen. Jonah Hill.
He went crazy, though.
He went Ozempic.
That's what I'm saying. But that's the bad way of...
Fun fact, Fred, too, takes Ozempic.
Wow. The
health? Not because he's fat.
Nice. There's other health reasons?
Well, you know what it was initially for? Diabetes.
Hmm.
Yeah, Ozempic is actually a diabetic drug.
Doc keeps trying to put me on it, and I'm like, are you sure? Like, that's a good idea?
I don't know if... I'm trying to think if... do we know if it's diabetes 1 or diabetes 2? I know you and diabetes 2 people have beef.
Type 2
yeah.
and type 1. Yeah. But yes, it's...
I like to call it diabetes
it
1,
is more, It's a GLP-1 blocker, so I could break it all down for you, but it's just...
These are the kind of conversations you and old girl have?
She would... I could probably have a full... She knows her ish on medical stuff.
I bet the other guy doesn't.
She hit me with a bunch of dosage stuff. And I was like,
does the other boy know about... Can he break down that kind of stuff?
No, absolutely.
Didn't think so.
She's going to get both gentlemen at her house and drug both y'all. Okay.
I hope not.
Lunar eclipse next week peaks at 3:03, so March 3rd.
Okay. It's a big day for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Birthday.
Shout out to Tangerine.
Tangerine's birthday.
Hey, what's her thoughts on this?
Oh, she's texted a bunch.
What's her... give us her thoughts.
Let me finish the lunar eclipse. Lunar eclipse next week peaks on 3-3, March 3rd.
Okay, March 3rd.
At 3:33
a.m. Oh, my God. Whoa. Oh, my God. Everyone's... that's when the aliens are coming.
Oh, also, speaking of AI, I don't know if you guys saw what happened today with AI.
What now?
But we did have a breakthrough. I don't know if you saw yesterday, Anthropic.
Said no to the Pentagon.
Well, yes, they said no to the Pentagon, but they got through to Mexico's government over the other day.
Yeah.
The Pentagon declares Anthropic's Claude AI to be a national security risk and have told all... President Trump tweeted out, he told all government officials they are not allowed to use Anthropic.
Yeah.
And then Sam Altman just came out about an hour ago, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
It said, tonight we reached an agreement with the Department of War to deploy our models and their classified network. So they said no.
Are we going to have an AI fight?
Is this Y2K-esque?
So they said no to Anthropic, they say Anthropic is a national security threat.
Yeah.
Nobody can use it. It is illegal to use it. And then ChatGPT, Sam Altman, signs a deal with the United States today to be their, AI network. So we are having some crazy, crazy times right now where AIs are national security risk.
It's only a matter of time.
Okay, what did she say?
What did Tangerine have to say?
If only we had movies to predict.
Ooh,
this.
Speaking of which, we should ask ChatGPT about this. Now that you got me thinking about it.
Have a relationship with ChatGPT.
I'm going to just type into ChatGPT and see if they can hit that Odyssey rewind and just give me a synopsis of what they
absolutely.
Think.
Absolutely.
Okay, Trevor, you're a big boy.
Oh, brother.
I mean, I cannot.
I
cannot read it if you don't want me to.
No, I mean, I've just listened.
Now, this is our third.
I was going to say that I'm
I don't have to read it if you don't want me to.
No, you're definitely going to read it. So, we've had Dr. Michelle. We've had Stephanie, who we all know. And this is now Tangerine, who we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, three of us anyway.
Yeah.
It's literally talking about, okay, no, that's something different. Trevor is getting, she's talking about something else on her text message. Trevor is getting played.
Uh-oh.
What in the blank, LMAO. This was the red flag we knew was there. Can you ask Trevor if finances have come up, like if she asked him for money?
No.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Was she already talking to this guy before Trevor?
No. No, we met the same day on hit, like,
It feels
stuff.
Like she's rubbing in his face, got me effed up. We messed with Trevor.
We're all just looking out.
So that's what Tangerine.
Yeah, no, this is not like a cat. Like, this absolutely is not a cat.
Right. No, we moved past like, that.
That was a very legitimate concern.
No.
We moved past that.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. We have not moved past that. I love Trevor. I'm going to play the middle.
No, I have. I have.
Why? No, I'm asking you why. They still haven't met in person. So why does it say that she's not catfishing?
Too many.
Give me a reason why she's not a catfish.
Like, I too many weird like. Too many weird things that we are talking about have been shown and so on. Like, I hate even saying that because it always gets a little snicker. But too many things have been shown of what she's doing that there's no way that AI can do it that fast.
Man, AI is a national security risk to the government. You don't think she can fool a guy?
They did hijack the Mexican government, so there's that.
That's fair.
You know,
but no,
Catfishing Trevor.
I've been catfished before. I know what to look for.
That moves you back up the draft board.
I know how to push back on everything.
That's an intangible we didn't have in your draft stock.
We didn't give this to Broad. Okay, should have gave this to Broad. Would have helped.
That's
fair. The interview, we didn't get enough interview questions in. So.
And I really hope I read that right. I just read the tweet, so if anybody wants to get political or say that I was wrong, you'll probably just be talking to yourself. So I was
we're not trying to get political. It's a fact.
Just reading the tweet. That is a
have
national
you guys
security
voted
risk.
Yet for the new Senate and House of Representatives?
Don't get me started. Anyway. all right. Mavs lost.
The Mavs did lose.
In a big way. I'll tell you what. Here's what's funny. In the we probably got well over 100 texts, at least, maybe 200. And we couldn't keep up with all of them, obviously. But then somehow, some way, somebody just worked in, huge L, just left AAC, this team sucks, blah, 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 blah.
I actually have my friend Chris, who's at the game, Chris Maharaj. He texted me, he said, at the game tonight, we just ass.
Yeah.
I said, at least you have Chris Middleton. He said, I didn't even realize he's on the team until today. Mm. You want to guess your leading scorers? The Mavs lost 124 to 105 to the Memphis Grizzlies, and we said they were going to be on a winning streak.
Yeah, I tell you what, 0-2 in the last game. We're feeling nice about things right now.
Let's go.
We had those as dubs. So that 9-game losing streak we predicted might actually be 11 or 12 when it's all said and done.
And Jason Kidd is not alluding to Cooper Flagg will be back anytime soon. He was asked.
You want to guess how many Omax had?
They were asked when will Cooper Flagg be back for Tuesday against Colin Knuppel, his roommate? He said, probably not, Jason Kidd. So we're at least going to have Cooper Flagg out by Tuesday. So we'll get an update on this Trevor situation before we get Cooper Flagg back.
But don't we want him out more?
Okay, so it's a weird thing. Yes, but yes, I don't want him to actually be hurt.
I want him to win awards.
Like, I do want him to win an award, too.
I do kind of want him to win the Rookie of the Year.
Like, and Cooper Flagg was playing. We weren't winning that many games anyways. Cooper Flagg's great, but it's not like they were on a 50-win pace or something.
With Cooper Flagg on the court, it makes us a much better team.
Yes. Doesn't mean we win games,
but we don't want to be much better.
That's what I'm saying, is that I would rather get blown out and better our chances of lottery.
Agreed. But we were getting blown out with Cooper Flagg. We were still losing. They had like 18 wins with them.
Well, who did we beat the other night with him?
He hasn't played in a while.
He hasn't played since the All-Star break. All right. By the way, Omax, 25 minutes starting, by the way, for the Memphis Grizzlies.
I'm going to go 20 points.
No.
More?
16.
Wow.
You know what? That's your sign.
Someone said nobody cares about the Mavs. Get back to Trevor.
That's fair. By the way, he finished with a double-double tonight. Omax did. 16 and 10. 2-4 from downtown, plus 16 on the plus-minus for our boy.
Max Christie just buried in the stat sheet. 29 minutes, 13 points. Najee Marshall, 24 minutes, 4 points. So your guys didn't show up. It was the Brandon Williams show with 16.
Dwight Powell, though, with 13 off the bench. And A.J. Johnson in 34 minutes of action tonight with 12 points. Tyus Jones.
Bro, look how many times A.J. Johnson shot the ball tonight.
13 times. My man's gunning. Took the second most shots of anybody on the team tonight. Brendan had 14 shots. Our boy AJ with 13. A ghastly 1 of 8 from downtown. So AJ had the green light. Didn't mean he should have kept shooting, but he did. Meanwhile, Dwight Powell with a double-double tonight, 13 and 11.
Imagine if you bet on Najee Marshall tonight and he had 4, 2, and 2.
Yeah, not a good night. But again, the real winners here are the Dallas Mavericks, who now are at 21 and 38 on the year. So 23 games left.
Like to hear it.
23 games left. Let's see. And no Ryan Nemhard tonight. Oh, wow.
They're still at 7th at 21-38. The Utah Jazz, 18-41. And the Jazz have lost 4 in a row.
Look, we said this the other night.
You're 3 games back of the Jazz.
We said this the other night. All right, look. Okay, so these were 2 games we expected. Blake and I said this on the show last week. We thought they'd win these 2 games. Boom, they didn't. All right, you're probably going to lose to Oklahoma City on Sunday night.
And they're not playing that game. You'll still lose.
You'll still lose. And then you've got that 9-game – well – I think like 8 out of 9 games are on the road. At Charlotte, that'll be a loss.
That'll be a loss.
At Orlando,
loss.
That'll be a loss. At Boston,
loss.
Come on. At Toronto,
loss.
At Atlanta,
loss.
At Memphis, who just beat the crap out of you.
Let's go ahead, another L.
Okay. Then you've got a home and home against Cleveland.
That's double L's.
Okay. You may not win another game until March 16th at New Orleans.
Yeah, that's your best chance.
All right. And then... you're home. You've got a 3-game home stand.
Now, mind you, New Orleans has won 3 in a row.
Exactly, right? So they could be the hottest team in the NBA by then. then you're home to Atlanta on the 18th.
We'll give them that win. We'll give
okay,
them that
I could see that because Cooper should be back by then.
Hopefully, shoot.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, if he ain't back by then, you might as well shut him down.
But this is my pushback, though, is if we get Flag back, those games that you think you're – there's no way we win that game. Flag goes off for 49 – that's what I'm worried about.
I don't mind
about.
If he does it every once in a while.
That's
what
I'm worried about. If he goes for 49 and you beat Atlanta, all right.
You're not going to literally end on like a 30.
But that's not the whole point of this is to get to the lottery, right?
You're not going to end in a 30-game losing streak. You're going to win some games here.
It is going to happen, but your odds of that happening are much better with Cooper Flag on the court. It's not that I don't want Cooper Flag back. I want him to play.
I got to make sure he's not hurt.
I want him to play basketball. But
we've
got
to
get rid of Chris Milton some way. Hey, that leg looks bad.
We're not going to know about him until tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I'm just
because he's got to make a decision by Sunday.
I'm just saying, like these, like a buyout or something, like these things. We need to play these guys that we need to figure out.
No, you do, but I mean, here's the thing: you can't make Chris Middleton. I mean, if Chris Middleton says, "Hey, I'm not going anywhere,"
yeah, no, that's fair.
Then you're screwed.
Steal his shoes out of his locker.
I mean, look, here's the reality. Unless to your point, though, Trevor. I mean, and again, you're asking a lot out of a rookie to say, "Hey, look, we're gonna need you to go for 40 for us to win."
Mm-hmm.
All right, which I mean. Again, if you
Cooper was great, but it's not like they were winning a lot of games when he was here.
You won 19 games with him, all right? And so, again, you may not win a game until the middle of March.
I'm fine with that.
Which would mean that you went 3 weeks without a W.
Yeah. I mean, how long did the Kings go?
That was and here's the other thing, too. Hey, let's be real. If you don't beat Atlanta, then you got the Clippers. Okay, they're not great, but I mean, you could probably still lose to them. Then you got Golden State at Denver, at Portland, Minnesota, Milwaukee, Orlando, LA.
We might have like 3 wins left for the rest of the season.
Look, I could see there's 23 games.
Let's like just go ahead and if we're that
I'll
bad,
tell you what,
though, that's
I'm going to go ahead and make my prediction right now. This team goes 4-19 the rest of the way.
I say, yeah. The line's at 5. Are you taking the over or under?
Under.
The line is at 5 wins for the rest of the season, Mavs fans.
I'm going 4-19 the rest of the way. So that would put you. That would put you at, what are they at, 21-38?
Correct.
All right, so 25. That would put you at 25 and, what, 57?
I think Cooper Flag makes you that much better of a team. Like, that's the problem.
I think
problem.
I know,
but Middleton's not bad.
I mean, so they went, instead of winning 4, they went 6? I mean, how many wins do you think they're going to get? I mean, Cooper, look, I'm with you, but you're overlooking the fact that they're going to be playing tight. Because here's the thing, and Blake and I talked about this last night. You're going to be the reason why you're not seeing Ryan Nemhard is because they're probably saving him for the last 12 games of the year, right? He's got 12 games left.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. You ain't winning many games with Ryan Nemhard.
Probably shut Gafford down.
You're going to shut Gafford down.
Have we confirmed that Kyrie's not coming back?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Kyrie's done. Okay. Kyrie ain't coming back. Okay.
Well, he confirmed that himself. He's not coming back.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was still.
No.
We're going to have conversations. Okay.
No, he came out and said he's not coming back.
Okay. I didn't know that.
All right. So he's not coming back. All right. So you feel good about that. I mean, look, okay. So let's just for the sake of this argument, you take out Gafford. You're going to shut him down. All right. You're going to get rid of Chris Middleton. I mean, does a starting lineup of Max Christie, Brandon Williams, Najee, Cooper Flagg, Dwight Powell?
At that point, if you don't have Middleton is, I think, is another.
It's really just a Middleton.
I'll tell you what, you and Jason Kidd love Chris Middleton.
But I think Cooper Flagg is that good. If you have somebody like Middleton, who is a leader, he's a veteran on the team now. I think that is.
They don't have very many bad games left, though. I think that's our point. You're not playing Sacramento, Indiana, Brooklyn. You're playing New Orleans top of the league in mid-March.
You said you're playing teams that are going to be fighting for playoff positions.
Yeah. You're going to lose, and again, you're going to see a lot of Miles Kelly played 31 minutes tonight.
In the middle
AJ
of
Johnson played 34 minutes and went 1 of 8 from downtown. You ain't winning with AJ Johnson.
But the kind of coach that you say, because you said this last year, I believe, where it's like, these guys are fighting for Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
Do you think that these guys are going to fight for Jason Kidd?
Yeah. I mean, they fought for Jason Kidd tonight and they got beat by 20 to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Again, but you can steal wins from good teams that overlook.
And they will. They'll win.
That's what I'm saying, which sucks. Like, that's what
I mean, Trevor, you're making it sound like they're going to go 20-3 down the stretch.
But they're saying L. Like, I just don't see that with as good as Cooper Flagg is.
Okay, so what team are they beating there that we said it was a loss?
I think, tell you what,
we'll simplify it for you. They got 23 games left. Give me your record.
Cooper Flagg comes back in a week.
Well, yeah, if we're going over under, I could see 7-10 wins versus just, you know, 5 or under.
You know, look, you won't find a bigger Cooper Flagg stand than me.
Yeah, and I'm on that.
Even with Cooper Flagg, you're not winning 7-10 games. You're just not.
That's a lot of good
wins. So give me a record right now. Blake and I are saying 4-19.
Off the top of my head with how many games. That's
23.
What I'm saying.
I'm telling you right now, there's 23 games left.
Again.
You want to go 7-16? You feeling 7-16?
7-16, 8-15.
Oh, no. Okay.
I don't know if it's. I don't think that we're that good. But
say
again,
a
but
damn
those,
number, Trevor.
7-16.
Thank you.
There you go.
Kevin.
It's really not that far off from ours.
It's like three games. Kevin, what do you want to go? 15-8? 10-13?
I think we're actually going to go undefeated and play ourselves out of the lottery.
Cooper Flagg comes back. We might not lose again.
Cooper might go for 50 for the rest
Cooper
of the season,
Cooper may go on the greatest March run we've ever seen in NBA history.
Yeah, March Madness, you know. I'm going to take over the 5 that you talked about earlier, and I will go with 6 wins.
Okay. See, I mean, I could push
the real one.
I like the line.
Trying to get me all fired up.
It's too late. We're loving you, Marvin Bagley.
Marvin Bagley's here. That's how the wins.
We forgot. We left him off the damn thing. It might be 6 wins. All right, Fatty's on the phone. 877-881-1053. You got the Trevor situation. Over under 5.5 wins for your Dallas Mavericks in the next 23 games. Keep it clean. Don't drone on.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's PRENUVO.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's have a memory. Don't go anywhere. All right, let's go. Let's get this thing rocking and rolling. We're down to the final two segments of the show. What a show it's been tonight. We've had a lot of fun. Hopefully you have too. We've learned a lot about our boy Trevor. We've learned a lot about you fatties and tolos out there as well. So let's make a memory tonight, shall we? 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. I know some of y'all kind of jumped the gun a little bit.
Someone asked, what does Trevor look like?
Trevor?
No, well, not everybody can see on the fan cam.
Oh.
I think we got couple people in there right now.
I mean, I'm like one of the, if you've seen like a flanneled guy that wears hats and a beard with glasses, like
wears a beard,
long haired lumberjack.
Yeah, that's like the
he cut the hair though.
Chubby nerd.
Can you give maybe a celebrity comp for the people at home?
You know who Lance Berkman is?
Yeah,
the name
that was I got told, or Joey Fatone. I've gotten a lot of that.
That That's
Joey.
Joey Fatone's a good one.
Yeah, I've got Joey Fatone is good.
Yeah. Lance Berkman and Joey Fatone is the ballpark that I have.
Yeah. If you ask ChatGPT, don't do Claude because you'll get sued by the government. ChatGPT and Gemini, and you ask them to put a picture, make a picture of Joey Fatone and Lance Berkman together, you'll get Trevor, the creator.
I'm asking ChatGPT. I just took a picture of Trevor right now. 877-881-1053. It's the Dean and Leasing Hotline. Call in right now. We'll put you on if you got any takes about the Trevor situation or your Dallas Mavericks. I'm asking ChatGPT, describe my friend for our radio listeners.
And then later on, I'm going to go ahead and did you do the ChatGPT thing for what ChatGPT thinks Trevor should do?
No, I was trying to see if it could go back and listen.
Yeah.
You know, because it's all powerful. And it could not.
Well, here's the deal.
Because it did not mention a single thing about Trevor, and that's what this show has been about.
Well, ChatGPT doesn't do audio files. Gemini does, though.
Okay, then I'm on Gemini.
Do you want me to read what it said?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what it said. All right, radio listeners, picture this. He's posted up in a studio chair like he owns the segment, rocking a backwards cap with the strap across his forehead like he just walked off of a late-night sports rant. Clear framed glasses, big smile, the kind of grin that says he either just dropped a hot take or he's about to.
That's fair.
He's got that laid back but ready energy. Tropical leaf buttoned up layered over a long sleeve like he might DJ your beach wedding and then break down the Cowboys secondary right after.
Mm.
There's a broadcast mic right in front of him, arm extended, locked in, red Solo cup on the table, phone in hand, digital watch on wrist, fully in his element. Behind him, clean studio walls. A couple of hats hanging up like trophies.
Accurate.
Glass window into the production room. You can tell this isn't amateur hour.
No, it's not.
He looks like the guy who knows the stats, the guy who knows the vibes, and the guy who will absolutely argue with you about both. Confident, comfortable, mild laugh, ready to talk.
So his AI hasn't heard anything about your relationship issues.
I was about to say, can you send that to me? That got me kind of fired up.
Mm, send it to your girl.
That's what I want to do. I want to be like, totally.
Absolutely. And tell her, I bet the other dude isn't looking like this. All right, let's go out to.
You could send it to him.
Oh, even better. Mr. Nasty Time. It's good.
What's happening?
Man, you tell work. You've heard it, or maybe you haven't.
I heard it. You know, I've been driving around bumping the fan, so just a fatty hanging out. For my boy Trevy, hey, don't feel so bad. I'm recovering after a bad ill last night.
Man, we all take them, and this is what sucks. I just take a lot more of them than any other guys.
So, but real quick, I have a potential dub. Oh. Baby mama number two.
Oh.
Bringing popcorn over. So we're going to watch a movie and have some popcorn. So we'll see how that goes.
That's Mr. Nazitime, what is it with food and this being
tacos.
The bridge to hanging out?
Well, that's how you hang out. Food connects to
you. Okay, I can respect that. I can respect that. Are you looking forward to this hangout?
Of course. 1,000%. So, it turns out BM number one is headed to go see – Fred was on point. Go see a guy in Oklahoma.
Wow. Tonight. Same night? Same night?
Well, she's headed there tonight. So that would have been like a cancel last night, save it for tomorrow.
Wow. Mm. That hurts, man.
It's going to be a casino hangout situation.
Mm. You know what? That's all right. Which I mean, look, we all have our favorites. Which baby mama do you like better, the first one or the second one?
The nastier one.
And call him Mr. Nasty Time for no reason.
Hey, don't call him. Do you have any wisdom and or suggestion for Trevor?
Yeah. So here you go, Trev. You get straight to business. The first night, you keep it a buck with her. Hey, you know, I don't want to do anything. Give her a couple drinks. I want to keep it cordial. I want to have a good time. We hang out. Drinks start flowing. At that point, you make an excuse to get back to your place. That's what you do.
Wow, that's
long term or not, it has to happen at some point. We can look. We can sit here and play the whole like, I don't want it to happen or this and this. But if there's another guy in the frame, it needs to happen. And it needs to happen sooner versus later.
I mean, that's not terrible advice. Now, the only thing I would push back on, and I appreciate the call, Mr. Nastime, please be safe and enjoy the movie tonight, is that's a long drive.
It is a long drive.
If you guys were both here in Dallas, then yes, you could easily just be like, all right, I'm a bounce. But I don't know. We'll save that. All right, who we got? All right, he's on the phone now. All right, let's go to Ty in Fort Worth. Ty?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
Not much. Getting ready for a game tomorrow and then get home and hopefully listen to you guys.
Well, actually, we're Blake and I are off this weekend, so there will be no Fan After Dark this weekend or any weekend show. Well, there'll be weekend shows throughout the weekend here on 105. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I want to say Khaki Kev is on the radio this weekend.
You would be wrong.
Really?
No. Well. What are you, producing?
Yeah.
I mean, don't sound like it's the worst thing ever.
No, I like producing. Don't get me wrong.
Really? I can't tell.
Tune in for Khaki's kicks.
It's going to be Ty's kick.
You know what? Don't worry about it. When Kate Gibbon will be a regular on Saturday and Sundays coming up once the baseball season starts, but we'll talk about that later. Anyway, all right, so you got a game tomorrow, and?
Yep. Then I come home and I just rest.
Okay, fair enough.
Where are we batting?
I have no idea. Probably somewhere near the bottom of the lineup.
No, Ty, come on, man. I need that energy from last night this weekend.
Got to clean up the bases, Ty.
I know. I went 0-for-5 last week.
Hey,
so. Ty, what did you say? What was the last words? Last week. It is a new week, Ty.
Sure. I've been really working. I've been staying in the cages, so hopefully I'm batting for a hole again.
Come on, you step up to the plate ready to mash. Ready to mash. See ball.
Yes, sir.
Ty, worst comes to worst, lay down a bunt.
You need to see, your eyeballs need to see the bat make contact with the ball. Don't do anything before that. Your eyeballs need to see the bat make contact with the ball.
Hey, you know what our boy Eddie Williams said? See the ball, the bat will follow.
That's true.
Okay. See the ball, the bat will follow. All right. Look, how many games you got this weekend?
We should have, let's see, six.
Six games?
If we go all the way.
That's six opportunities.
All right. So here, look, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to say, and again, this could, you could bat more than this, but I'm going to go ahead and just conservatively say tonight, I'm predicting a 5-for-8 this weekend.
Sounds nice.
Okay. It sounds nice because that's what's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
5-for-8 this weekend. Real quick, do you have any advice for Trevor?
This is what I say to all my pitchers. Don't suck and trust the process.
Take your own advice. Don't suck and trust the process. Ty, have a good one. We'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
See you, Ty. Good luck. Good luck.
There you have it. Ty in Fort Worth, everybody. He's going to go 5-for-8 this weekend. All right, we can feel it. All right, James in Dallas, what's good?
What's happening, Playboys? How y'all doing?
What's up, James? What's up?
Trev, bail while you can, man.
Wow. All right.
That situation's no good. She has a kid, and then she's got you with competition. I mean, what other signs do you need? She's only loyal to her daughter or son. That's it. She's not loyal to no man.
That's
let
fair.
Her go. Get you a clean slate. If you're my son, that's my advice to you.
Mm.
Get you a clean slate, brother. Yeah, I'm looking at you like you're my son.
Well, I appreciate it.
Get
Thank
out
you.
Of that drama. That's All too right. much drama. Get out of it.
James in right, Dallas. Brother. James in like Dallas. It's hot. James, it's your first time calling?
No, I've called him before.
Okay, it's been a while though, huh?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
He knew he had to tap in tonight.
Do you have any Mavs takes for us, real quick?
Oh man, I've been telling Gavin them to get rid of Kidd. I'm out on Jason Kidd.
Okay.
He tried to start this program with these kids, some young females doing some kind of program. That's just to look good, man. Get rid of Jason Kidd. He cannot coach. He's already been with the Nets. This is second, third time around as a coach. He cannot coach. He was a great player.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it translates to your coaching ability. I cannot stand watching the Mavericks. It's bad enough we lost Luka. We're going to lose all the players. I mean, come on, man. I'm tired of looking at it.
That's fair.
I love it.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's one of the better Jason Kidd takes I've heard. Well, look, James, are you much of a college basketball fan at all?
I am. I like that kid for BYU, but I hear you complaining all the time. I don't know about it. I wouldn't want to draft a guy already rebellious.
Hey, don't worry about it. Hey, look. I'm gonna tell you right now, James. Mm.
James,
look.
I'm with you.
Okay,
I'm with
James,
you, James,
look, listen to me, dude.
He's a Kansas guy.
James, listen to me. Tomorrow, 3:00, ESPN, KU, Arizona, Darren Peterson revenge game. Book it. And after we win tomorrow, after we beat Arizona, my boy goes off for 30. Call in on Monday night.
Yeah, he's a good player. I didn't say
just,
he was.
Hey, he's building back up. You watch and see.
Okay.
Tomorrow night.
We'll see.
Tomorrow.
We'll see then.
We'll talk on Monday.
Shout out to you, James.
All right, guys.
Great stuff. Great stuff. James in Dallas. That was a hell of a call right there. Diamond Mike, what's good?
What's up?
What's happening, brother?
Man, that's some crucial information that was omitted last Friday, man, with Trevor.
Right? That was omitted.
God, man.
That's right. You were there. You were in the flesh. So, you know,
Diamond Mike, we could have called a 2-minute warning. We could have called a sideline huddle. We didn't know.
We would have right there called a timeout. He would have been like, hey, guys, long story short, but she's talking to somebody else. Stop. Yeah. We would have gone outside. We'd have.
No, but real quick, but I'll tell you what. Let's just say this, though. I'm glad it came out when it did because it wouldn't have had the effect that it did tonight.
Oh, yes. Hey. I'm all for it, Trevor. Just go out there and Tyler. Just different game plans. Now play to win the game. You hear me? Now we're going. Think this is your final Super Bowl shot, and just play like that. You get to get some characteristics you don't even see. You're playing on money's game. Everybody thinks you're supposed to fail. You're going to go over there and just get an experience. That's all you're going to do. Think of it that way.
That's the plan. I mean, you don't play to play. You play to win. So I hear you there, Mike. Thanks, man.
It's going to be amazing, man. I can't wait for that story. And watch that movie 7, for real.
Oh, this dude here. Diamond Mike, you're doing too much. Real quick, last thing, because we got two more calls, Diamond Mike. What's the plan for tonight? You hitting up Bishop Arts? Where's my boy Diamond Mike tearing up the town at tonight?
Oh, you know, I'm going to those dive bars in East Dallas, man. I got my game plan. I got two different places to go, scope the scene, and just see what happens. If something happens good, it happens. If not, I just play for the next weekend. Small victories, man.
Way to win the game, baby.
Spoken like a true champion right there. Diamond Mike, be safe out there, whatever you do tonight. Be safe out there. Always. The one, the only, the OG Fatty himself. Let's go out to Dalton in Denton. What's up, Dalton in Denton?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Living the dream.
Awesome. Yeah, so I wanted to see if you wanted to talk some college basketball, man. I'm a huge TCU men's fan. I still haven't recovered from when we choked that game away at Allen Fieldhouse, by the way. But I'm nervous because we have a trap game. You know, TCU's on the bubble. Lenardi's got them last 14 in. Yeah, they have some bad losses. They play at Kansas State tomorrow.
Oh, you should win that.
Dangerous team.
No, you'll be. Dude, there's nothing dangerous about K-State. They're awful.
But TCU men's hoop, they lose at the worst times to the worst teams. Like, they dropped the game against Utah at Utah. They play close with everybody. They play down to their competition constantly, but they also play up against the better teams. It's just a team that's hard to figure out for me, man. And I'm hoping and praying we're March Madness bound, because that'd be amazing.
Look, man, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you because that's what we do here on this program. I wouldn't hold my breath. I'll just say that, and the reason I can say that confidently, because I said this on the air the other day, I was at the TCU West Virginia game this past Saturday. Number one, that's a great place to watch a basketball game. There's not a bad seat in the house. Number two, the problem with you guys is I don't know who your go-to shooter is, like who can just get you a bucket. Maybe it's your boy Xavier Edmonds, right? You know, I kind of like him. Your boy Brock Harding isn't bad. And I'll tell you what, who's the kid? Who's the other guard that you guys got? Dadgummit.
So it's Jaden Pierre.
Jaden Pierre, yes. He had a horrible game last Saturday. Gave you, 2 points? And I'll tell you what, although I do like the Lelevickis kid or whatever his name is.
Dude, yes.
I do like him. The problem with you guys, though, is that you need too many things to go right for you guys to win consistently. So, look, I'll be honest with you. You guys are NIT bound.
Oh, no, man. Okay. I don't know. See, because once you've been to the dance – NIT just don't.
No, it's not. No, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, look, you're taking the fat girl to prom, is what you're doing. I mean, that's the NIT. But hey, you know what? Look, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Let's do this. Dalton and Dallas. You've got, or Dalton and Denton. You got K-State tomorrow. That's a dub. You're probably going to lose to Texas Tech. And you need to beat Cincinnati next Saturday. And then let's go two rounds deep in the Big 12 tournament, and you got an outside chance of getting into the tourney. Let's go, let's do that. Does that work?
I respect that.
All right, let's do it.
I hope so.
Let's do it. No, we're doing it. We're putting it. We're manifesting it right now. Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right, big dog. Appreciate you.
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
There you have it. The one, the only. All right, Ken in Cedar Hill, take us home.
What's going on, Fred?
Man, hey, Ken. I know you're an OG. Why don't you give our boy Trevor some advice?
Okay, this is my advice, Trevor.
All right.
You're moving way too fast, okay? You haven't even met her for real in person. So you may not even like her, okay?
I agree with that.
So just slow down, have fun, and get you an experience. Make it an experience. Have fun, slow down. She's probably not gonna be your wife. Okay? So just have fun, get some practice.
Hey, I appreciate that. I'm on board with that.
Solid advice.
Big time, I'm on board.
Ken in Cedar Hill.
Okay, I got one for you, Fred.
Okay,
I got some advice. I got a take for you.
Okay,
I'm a Peterson fan.
Let's...
Okay, and you have to watch. It's not even about the college games, man. You have to watch his skill set, man. How he can come off the pick and shoot. How he can drive. He can do everything on offense, and he got an NBA game.
Absolutely.
Which, like I said, there's no probably 1-2 guard in the NBA right now who has a skill set like he has.
Whoa! Let's slow it down. I know y'all over here glazing Darren Peterson. Darren Peterson does not have some skill set that nobody else in the NBA has. Everything he's doing, Anthony Edwards can do. No, let's not do that. We're going too far.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, not five people, though, Blake.
Let's say again?
Maybe five.
I didn't hear what you said.
He said maybe five people in the NBA.
Maybe five people, yeah. Okay. Well, I get confused with this conversation. No one has ever said Darren Peterson is not good at basketball. No one has ever said he's not talented. He was the number one prospect, number one guy, draft. The only reason we're talking about him is because he's missing games. He's sitting out of games.
Right.
So all the love and respect to you, but the point of bringing up him being good at basketball, I think, falls flat, because I think we all agree on that. We all agree that he's good at basketball. It's, can you stay on the court?
Yeah, right. And one more thing, Blake.
Yes, sir.
I agree with Tangerine on this one with Trevor.
I agree with Tangerine. I think that nickname's going to stick.
You got to listen to the women.
You got to listen to the women. All right, real quick, Ken. All right, so you know then tomorrow, 3 o'clock, KU, Arizona. I've said it already once. I'm going to say it one more time. 30-point Darren Peterson performance, revenge game, KU beats Arizona in Arizona. Book it.
I'm with you, Fred.
Book it. All right, big dog. Hey, call us on Monday. Can't wait to hear from you.
All right, y'all have a good weekend.
Hey, you do the same, big dog. Ken in Cedar Hill, I'll tell you what, another great rendition of Fatty's on the Phone.
Sorry, I had to jump in.
I know you did.
I was letting y'all have y'all's Darren Peterson.
I know you did. Get out of here. Final segment of the program.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Program, don't go anywhere. Final segment of the program here on Fan After Dark. Trevor, do you feel better?
I feel much better. I really genuinely do.
Dude, you're on the radio, Trevor, weekly. You're on the
weekly
radio.
You are a character now in Dallas. Think about this real quick. Not to glaze you, but I will for a second. When we did our first show back at the old studio, right, and you talked about how you have been listening to DFW, the Fan Radio For as long as it's been a station. Right? Since you were a kid. And now, look at you.
That's a lot of years because you're old.
So you were here for the. I mean, you're a personality 20 in sports
years.
Radio.
I remember sitting in my Ford Ranger, at this blue, purple looking Ford Ranger.
Damn right you did.
Darn right. It was a great. I hated having a truck.
Sleep on the Ford Ranger. Hey, shout out to my boy Dan, the transmission man, by the way.
And I was listening to G Bag Nation.
Yeah, you were.
When it was at night. And so,
and look at you now. You're a character, a personality on the radio at night.
So thank you guys for listening. I know it's shenanigans, but this is also real life.
It's therapeutic.
It's really
Trevor,
truly
like,
is.
Pull the rug. It's like, this is all a joke. This girl.
It's fake. No.
It's gonna be really, really funny when Trevor's sitting in his bed. He gets a text from her, be like, "Did you talk about me on the air by chance?" Be like,
listen, I told her. Like, I'm not omitting anything. I told her.
Or the guy just follows him on Instagram and DMs and be talking about me, bro.
Yeah, we are.
That would I would want that guy to like reach out to me and
let's see what's up. Let's hit him with a bag of nickels.
I'm more of a bar of soap and a sock guy, but
either way,
that's what it is.
Either one hurts.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Shout out to Qualis Roofing, by the way. I had a chance to meet with them this morning. They are doing tip-top work here throughout the DFW area. Shout out to the two live Bryans, Brian Evans and Brian Anderson. So if you need your roof done, go reach out to my people over at Qualis Roofing. All right. Weekend plans?
Are you
wearing that jacket?
I am wearing this jacket. I'm surprising the lady with Fossil Rim tomorrow.
Mm.
She doesn't know what that is, which is great. So
I mean, it's a surprise
she's
listening,
though.
I've said the name. She doesn't know what it is.
I need to know what it is.
I'll tell you off the
air. Do we trust that she hasn't Googled it?
I asked her. She said she hasn't Googled it. She's told her friends and family not to tell her.
All right, Tangerine. Which, by the way, I think we can all agree that nickname now sticks.
I guess it sticks.
I mean, we've had Ken and Cedar Hill cemented it tonight.
Yeah, I agree with Tangerine.
I agree with Tangerine.
So I'm excited for that. We are going to the Reservoir that is down there, which is like a little outdoor park. I bought a picnic basket today.
I mean, you're giving out a lot of stuff. Is this a surprise?
No, this part isn't a surprise. She knows this part.
Wait, is it your birthday or her birthday?
Her birthday.
Okay, I thought it was yours.
Not a ball knower.
We
spent 2 hours loving you up.
That's why I felt weird. I was like, wait a second. I thought it was.
It's her birthday.
I mean, we literally did a segment the other night.
No, stop.
Who's that? But that might have been with Dylon.
That's why I was questioning because you said it earlier in the. Bro,
seriously, you could be a test tube baby for all Trevor knows.
I'm geeked because I set the tone well.
Yeah, you
by
did.
By getting a flower bouquet and some of her favorite aviation stuff. So
if Trevor decides to go ahead and get this girl flowers, which, you know, we're still TBD on that, just real quick, what should he get?
Central Market. Figure out what her favorite flowers are. There's people there.
Well, he doesn't know yet. That's the whole point.
I just asked her straight up. Like, I just said the perfect flower bouquet would be what?
You know what
she's
asking?
I knew some of the flowers she
liked. I'm down to ask questions. Like, and she wants me to always be direct. She doesn't like... Like, I can't be too... I'm very corny with my jokes. I can't be too corny.
Direct.
I have to be very direct.
Wow.
Fred Davis.
You should be direct, shouldn't you?
Wait a second.
You should be direct.
She's been waiting all along.
We didn't even need to talk about this tonight. I should have just done this, you know?
Full circle.
You want to come with us tomorrow?
No.
You an old girl?
I did talk to my buddy about a potential double date at some point. So
we can
triple
it
up,
solidify it.
Hey, don't double date until you do the
one-on-one. No, I agree. I just was talking to him about it, and he's like, yeah, dude, I know tons of places out here.
Is this Tolo Alex?
No, this is my buddy Adam that I'm going to be
staying with. Adam? Or does he not Tolo?
He doesn't Tolo.
Nope, never mind.
He listens
back
on the Odyssey
Tolo Alex.
Whenever we talk about stuff, he goes and listens.
All right, fair enough.
What do you got planned for this weekend, Kevin?
A lot of work.
You want to expound on that? What does that mean? You hauling wood? You mowing the grass? I mean, what does that mean?
I'll be back up here at 8 a.m. to do some FANU, do some Texas Rangers work. I think I'm actually with Trevor tomorrow. No, I'm not. That's a lie.
Mm.
So no one knows the weekend schedules here. And then Sunday.
I mean, I would have been.
Shots fired, Tim Collins.
Before I'm unloading the bullets.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
No, that's not what I meant. And then I'm doing more Rangers on Sunday, so a lot of work.
The Rangers.
Are you going to start? You want to start? Or you want me to start again? I like starting the game.
You just shook your head no at me.
Sunday I'm there. I'm not there tomorrow. Adam's going to be taking my spot tomorrow.
That's
real quick. Hey, what's Papa Walker doing this weekend? Anything exciting?
Sounds like it. They asked why he's answering. They said, "What are your plans, Fred?"
My plans. I am going to. I'm going to watch KU basketball tomorrow. Mm-hmm. KU basketball, 3 o'clock.
There you go.
KU Arizona. Boom, done.
Okay, Papa Walker, your plans?
Real quick, you got 5 seconds. What are you doing?
Going to Canton down in first Monday.
There you go.
First Monday. All right.
Canton, first Monday. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what a show it has been tonight. Shout out to our boy Clint Goss. He was great. For Khaki Kevin Walker, for Papa Walker, for Trevor the Creator, that's Blake Elliott. I'm Fred Davis. Good night. God bless. We'll see you Monday.
Really hits the palate well.
Yeah. Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.